Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. Whatever you need, it's in the name of Jesus. Just come on and begin to give him praise right now. Just thank God for another day, another morning. There is power in the name of Jesus. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, and I welcome you to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I say to everyone who's tuned in online, to all of you who are tuned in via phone, God has a powerful word for you today, and good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We're going to go to the book of 1 Kings today. We're in the Old Testament, chapter 17, verses 7 through 16. Again, that is the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 7 through 16. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live here on Daily Fire. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, still ensure that you don't miss your fresh word by following the show or the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it at any time throughout the day. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which also includes today's powerful teaching. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can send me your prayer requests and testimonies there. You can see the pictures of the children whom I sponsored for the Easter baskets. It's just so nice to see them receive the Easter baskets. I donated to a nonprofit, and they were selling Easter. Well, you had to buy the Easter baskets, and then they would donate them to the children. So I donated for two children, and they picked out a little boy and a little girl, and there's a picture on the website of them holding their Easter baskets. What a blessing. All right, so everything you need is on the website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. Let's get into this word. We're in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 7 through 6, reading from the KJV. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, talking to Elijah, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he in her house did eat many days. Listen to this last verse. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Come on and tell God amen for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's daily fire is fear not, God will sustain thee. Fear not, God will sustain thee. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 7 through 16, that I just read unto you, we saw the biblical record of a woman down to her very last morsel, living in a time where there was no rain. And because there was no rain, nothing could grow. The brook had dried up. Living in a time of fear, living in a time of desperation, living in a time of not knowing what the future would hold. And so, because she was down to her very last, she was gathering sticks to make the very last cake so that she and her child could eat it and die. But God already had made a way of escape. God already had made a way of provision for her, despite the desperation, despite the chaos, despite the time of need, because even before she was picking up the sticks to die, God had already spoken to the prophet to go her way. Fear not. God will sustain thee. So God spoke to his servant and that anointed prophet Elijah. And he said, I need you to go here by Zarephath and go down by this way to this small place. I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. That's what he said in verse 9. But what is interesting here is that the widow woman did not yet know that God had already commanded for her to do this, because God was looking to bring more than enough into her life. You see, God had already set brighter days ahead for her. God had already ordained that she would be taken care of. God had already ordained that although she could not see it, he had provision for her. Fear not, God will sustain thee. So when Elijah did what God said, and he came upon the widow woman, you notice the state of mind she was in. She was ready to die. He said, hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm out here picking up sticks so that I can make the last meal for my son and I. And then we're going to eat it and die. And Elijah said, wait. Before you do that, go and fetch me some water. Ah, see, this is how God works. He tests your faith, because faith without works is dead. Before you get ready to just make your last meal and die, before you give up, there's something I need you to do. Go get me some water. And the lady said, okay, I'll do it. Wait, Elijah said. And while you're at it, make me a cake. Make me this patty. Wait, she said, I don't have enough for you. Only for me and my son. See, this is where God is ready to open that door, that window. And he said, wait now, if you do what I said, God has already made a way for you. Just trust me here. God has not forgotten about you. So she did it, and then the word said, after she made the cake first for Elijah. Don't you know that had to take some great faith? Don't you know she had to have really believed in God to only have enough for her and her son, but to then say, I'm going to do what the man of God said first, and I'm going to make it for him first. Don't you know, somewhere in her mind, she had to remember what God had already done. Somewhere, she had to begin to think about how many times God had already performed miracles to have that kind of great faith to do what God said do. So she did it, and it said the barrel was never empty again. She always, in other words, had enough and more than enough. Fear not, glory. God will sustain thee. Brothers and sisters, God gave me this word to encourage you today to fear not. In this time of pandemic, the same God who did it for you before will sustain you right now. The same God who made a way out of no way before will make a way for you right now. The same God who you prayed to when you were down at your last morsel or down in your last feeling of desperation, when you had no hope, when you couldn't see how you would make it out, that same God is speaking to you today. Fear not, I will sustain thee. Fear not, he said, I will sustain thee. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, God says, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God plans to prosper you. You are on his mind. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Fear not, God will sustain you. God has you on his mind today. In the book of Luke chapter 7, we see the biblical record of Jesus healing the centurion's servant. And when you go down even a little farther, in that same chapter, we see the biblical record of Jesus raising the mother's son from the dead. That same Jesus which healed the centurion's servant. That same Jesus who raised the mother's son from the dead is the same Jesus who will resurrect your situation. Fear not because we're in a time of chaos. Fear not because we're in a time of pandemic. Fear not because the brook has dried up. Fear not because you've lost your job. Fear not because you're on furlough. Fear not because they're saying you may have to stay in the house a little longer. The same God who worked for the widow woman, the same God who worked for the centurion servant, the same God who raised this mother's son from the dead, that same God who did it for the widow woman is here for you today. Fear not, he will sustain thee. In Ephesians chapter 3, we're getting ready to pray. Verse 20. Now unto him who is him God, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This is that same God, it said, who will do exceedingly above what you could think, abundantly above all you could think or ask. Fear not, God will sustain thee. In Luke 1, verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Fear not, God will sustain thee. You just got to pray. You got to believe. You got to confess. You got to keep on doing what you're supposed to be doing. In the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 21 through 23, Jesus said, this time goeth not out, but by fasting and prayer, or prayer and fasting. You got to get into some real prayer time with God. I mean, some get on your knees crying, sweat rolling down like great drops of blood. Prayer, talking to Jesus. And if you can't get on your knees, shut your door and just make your room your prayer closet and just begin to talk to God. Tell him what you need. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your faintest crying shall sustain thee. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Just say, I know God will sustain me. Speak it into the atmosphere for the devil to hear it. Tell him, I know, glory, God will sustain me. Come on and worship him as we go into prayer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Fear not. Fear not today. God will make a way for you. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory. Father, we say thank you. Oh, Lord, we say thank you today. We fear not, God. You will sustain us. You will make a way. You will open doors. You will do what we're asking you to do. You will meet every need. We fear not today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We just give you the praise. Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice. We shall be glad in it. How can we rejoice in the time of pandemic? Because we fear not. How can we praise in a time of chaos? Because we fear not. How can we thank you? How can we shout? How can we wave our hands? How can we cry? How can we just begin to bless your name? Bless the name of Christ, because we fear not. You're the same God who did it before. You're the same God who will deliver us now. You're the same God who brought us through the swine flu. The same God who brought us through 9/11. The same God who brought this nation through war and slavery and civil rights. You're the same God who brought this nation through so many other things. That is why we fear not. You will sustain us. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone listening right now. God, meet their needs. Lord, meet every need, whatever they're looking to you for, God. You do exceeding abundantly above whatever they could ask or think, because their eyes haven't seen, their ears have not heard, neither had it entered into their hearts. They're incapable of conceptualizing the goodness of you and what you're doing for them right now. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Come on and tell them thank you. Tell them thank you. Tell them, I fear not. I know you will sustain me. Amen. Keep praising God as I do the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. Just praise him. You don't have to fear anymore. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who've been operating in doubt because you've been looking at your situation in the natural instead of having that supernatural faith in God spiritually, that no matter what it looks like, God is going to bring you through, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of my doubt. I repent of being afraid. I repent of not believing. I repent of forgetting what you've already done for me. I repent of forgetting how many times you've already worked it out. I repent of forgetting Jesus, my testimony. And now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now I confess, glory, that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated to Christ. In Jesus' name, I have the victory. I have the victory. I have the miracles. I have the victory. Come on and just clap your hands. I have the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. And for those who rededicated, welcome home. Make sure you spend time with God daily. That is how you stay saved, including spending your daily devotional here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Call in or tune in online from rossi.org, or even better, follow so that you'll get the recording if you can't tune in live by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. All right, our topic for today's Daily Fire. It's fear not. God will sustain thee. Your task for today is just praise God all day. No matter what happens, no matter what you see, just say, I'm not afraid anymore. God will sustain me. Get a praise. Get a praise. We're going to end with that today. And I have praise and I got to get it out. Why do you have a praise? Because you don't have any more fear. God will.
Everything else, and nothing seemed to work. One day you found out that when nothing else could help, when I was just about to give out, oh, you found him to be a wonder. Come on, if he's a wonder, give him some glory.